Richard, thank you for joining me on the show today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So before we talk about this new show, you've been around for a long, long time. Tell people your background and what got you interested in painting.
Well, typically the quick story I usually give is, as a kid, well, our family were farmers. So as a kid, I would see my dad or somebody else out, you know, on a tractor or whatever, working, you know, ground in a field. And I started drawing tractors, you know, at an early age with crayons and color pencils. And that was probably the first attempts at, you know, any kind of art. As time went on, I got a little bit older. I actually got into bird watching probably in my early teens. And so then, like a lot of people, I started drawing songbirds and, you know, warblers. And then I got, like a lot of people start out with, one of those little watercolor sets. And so whatever birds I drew, I just colored them in with, you know, the watercolors. And then even later than that, probably, I'm going to say later, mid to later teens, we had access to waterfowl hunting. And so I started getting into duck hunting. And at about that same time, I was beginning to pay attention to some of those early duck artists like David Moss, Maynard Reese, Jim Killen, and thinking, hey, you know, the stuff that these guys are doing is really pretty cool. And, you know, just the beginnings of trying to entertain the thought that, hey, one day, you know, maybe I could, you know, become a professional, you know, wildlife artist and doing the same kind of thing that they're doing. So I started to, I guess probably at that time, then get into using acrylics and trying to do, you know, bigger, more permanent style paintings and try to sort of reflect what I was seeing some of these other already well-established artists were doing.
Now, you are a native to Delaware, and really you're not at a loss for inspiration for your wildlife art as you live on a historic family farm adjoining the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge right on the Delaware Bay in Sussex County. What a beautiful view you must wake up to each and every morning.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It certainly is pretty good for, you know, a wildlife artist. I live here on a farm. It's like about a 115-acre farm, and I've done things now over the course of time to enhance it, you know, for wildlife with various food plots and impoundments and various other plantings. So, yeah, a lot of times, especially early spring and even this time of year now coming up, in the fall, I typically get up early and go out with binoculars and camera. And, you know, the sole purpose is mostly do a little bird watching and any kind of reference material gathering I can do, you know, while I'm walking around. And then, and because, you know, I do a lot of waterfowl art, typically I do that after waterfowl hunting season. Usually in February and March is a big time for me to go specifically and set up, usually here in one of the impoundments, and photographed up.
Now, you said you grew up wanting to draw and to paint. You said you're an avid bird watcher, an avid hunter, thus leading to your waterfowl art. Have you ever painted anything besides waterfowl?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done grizzly bears, elk, moose, you know, wolves, you name it. So, yeah, pretty much all wildlife, but still, waterfowl are probably the main subjects. And then I do a lot of songbirds. And then I would say after those two, it could be just about anything after that.
Richard, what makes waterfowl your favorite?
You know, I don't know. They capture my attention fairly early on. One of the neat things about them is from, say, well, a hunting standpoint or even just a waterfowl enthusiast, they are mesmerizing to watch work a marsh or, you know, a small pond, impoundment, what have you. I mean, I could sit and watch ducks come, circle around, set up, and go into a place. I could do that all day. So that, on one hand, is just always been exciting. The other thing is they're unique species, and they all have unique patterns and colors, which is very interesting to think about trying to paint, you know, a particular bird. You know, you got anything from a, you know, a wood duck to a canvasback. They're all unique. And I think the challenges there artistically are something that also makes them very interesting.
Your work is beautiful. I want to remind our listeners we're talking to Milford, Delaware artist Richard Clifton. Richard, you have a new exhibition opening at the Historic Odessa Foundation, right in the HOF Visitors Center Gallery. What's the name of it, and tell us all about it?
I think the name is Wonders of Wildlife, Prints and Paintings by Richard Clifton. And, you know, I was really pleased when I first went up there. It's a wonderful space, and it's a, you know, for having an art exhibit. And I think I've got, as I said, prints and originals, but I think there's like 37 pieces in there, and it might be the most pieces I've ever had in one place. So yeah, it'd be worth going out to see.
Now, the Wonders of Wildlife features a collection of acrylic paintings. You said 37 pieces and prints, including your 2020 Federal Duck Stamp Art Contest winner. It depicts, and I'm going to get you to give me the name because I'm going to mispronounce it. What is the name of the stamp?
Well, typically, I often don't title stamp-winning paintings. It is of a single lesser sculpt, Drake, and typically a lot of times the title just ends up being the 2021-22 Federal Duck Stamp. So, and it is not the original there. It is a print.
And that contest really was the nation's oldest and most prestigious wildlife art event, right?
Right, since 1934. When they had the first one.
Man. Duck stamp sales, do they raise billions of dollars?
I'm not really sure the number on duck stamps. Fish and Wildlife Service could tell you that. And then on a state level, you know, Delaware has its own duck stamp, which actually, to make note, I am the current Delaware duck stamp artist as well for this year. So that's also pretty cool. But yeah, the numbers, those agencies would have those numbers specifically. I don't off the top of my head know what they currently are.
What do you want people to take away from your exhibit? Is there something special that you want patrons to see when they look at your works of art?
Well, I think what I try to do, and probably what a lot of artists try to do, is try to get the viewer to, you know, step away from day-to-day life and for a moment be absorbed into that image. And I like to, with my pieces, leave the background somewhat vague or impressionistic so that the viewer can use their imagination. And by doing that, they can relate it to an experience then that they have. And then I try to paint really nice detailed images of the specific subject so they can, you know, really appreciate the realism of that. And so for a moment in time, they get lost into that moment. And that's, you know, that's what I'm hoping they're taking away from it, be able to just, you know, sit across the room and stare at this and be lost in this moment, let their imagination flow, and hopefully it takes them to a good place or brings back a wonderful memory.
That's very easy to do, staring at one of your paintings, for sure. Your work has been displayed in many of the top wildlife art shows throughout the country, including the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition, and also the Eastern Waterfowl Festival, just
right.
to name a few.
Right, coming up, and we hope everything goes smooth, you know, COVID and whatnot, but we're really keeping all our fingers and toes crossed for this year.
You're also heavily involved with Ducks Unlimited. Talk about that.
Well, a long time ago, typically with DU, you submit images to them on the national level. And if they, you know, if they like them and think, okay, we can turn this into a print that we can sell at our events or auction at our events to raise money, you know, for waterfowl habitat enhancement and improvement, they will select one of your pieces. And I guess I have been fortunate enough to, maybe through because I hunt, I paint images that connect with their kind of people. And so, yeah, I've been in the art pack, their art package, well over a dozen times, and I've been their DU Artist of the Year 3 times.
Wow, this is fantastic. You've also appeared in a documentary called The Million Dollar Duck.
Yeah, I had a small part in that, but yeah, I'm in there.
What do you mean by a small part? Tell us about it.
Well, I wasn't, as I recall, I wasn't one of the, I think there were like 6 artists that they featured. I wasn't one of those, but if you ask my wife, she'll tell you the reason I wasn't. was when they were we were traveling around, they were moving the federal contest around, and we were traveling around going to the contest in person there several years ago. And those guys that were going to do this documentary were there trying to line up people to be in it. Well, here's what I'll tell you. When I'm at a contest, my nerves are almost shot, you know, because it's kind of stressful. So Terry will tell you that they tried to talk to me, but I didn't really talk to them much because I was worried about and my focus was on the contest. So she'll tell you that's probably why I wasn't one of the six featured artists in the documentary. But they still did use some footage of me and, you know, had me in there a little bit. But, yeah, I'd just tell you I wasn't one of the main six.
So you're a painter and a TV star.
Yeah, more painter than TV star, I would say.
Hey, how long will your exhibit be on display in Odessa?
I believe it's a two-month-long exhibit, so I think it runs to the end of October, so maybe October 31st.